WITFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
But truly, God is a great God, and yes, He is so worthy to be praised. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you, I praise you, I glorify you, because you are a great God. You are a faithful God. You are an all-knowing God. Jehovah Jireh, you are our provider, and you are so much more. Father God, I pray that you would have thine own way on this morning, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we will be for careful to give you all the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on this morning, would you please turn into Psalm, the 37th division, and the 7th verse. That's Psalm 37 and 7. And I will be reading from the New International Version. Amen. And it says, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of His most holy word." And if you need a topic on this morning, it's simple. It is worth the wait. It is worth the wait. I don't know what you are going through. I don't know what you are believing God for, but I hear the Spirit of the Lord say it is worth the way. It may appear that the sinner man is getting blessed and you are still waiting on God. But you have to know this, people of God. The blessings of God are eternal, where Satan blessings are temporarily. And we cannot take our eyes off Jesus. No matter how, just like the Word of God said, do not fret when people succeed in their own ways. It is not the ways of God. Come on here, somebody. It is in their own ways. So if it's in their own ways and without the leading of God, it's not going to stand. It's not going to succeed because God is not the head of it and God did not orchestrate it. One reason why we get in a hurry and make bad decisions is that we think we are falling behind. We think, even as women, we have a biological clock per se, that now if we don't get married right away, we can't have children. But I beg to differ. We can, by the leading of God, have anything we want. Come on here, somebody. Don't think that you are falling behind, because the timing of God is right on time. We look at, like I said, our friend is getting married and we not. Our coworker has gotten a promotion. Our neighbor has moved into a new house or they have a new car. We feel we are being left out and need to make some things happen. People of God, some people may feel they have to compromise themselves to keep a relationship or get a position. Come on here, somebody. Don't sell your soul to the devil. And don't allow anybody to pimp your anointing. Come on here. If you have to compromise your values, it's never right and will only lead you to harm. It will only lead you to destruction. When you come to the place to where you have to compromise your salvation, compromise the word of God just to be on that person's side, compromise your character, compromise your integrity. That's when you are working in the works of witchcraft. Because somebody, and not somebody, but the enemy, come on here now, is leading you. The enemy has you just like a puppet because you want to feel a sense of belonging. Because you feel like if I join this clique, my ministry will move farther. Or if I join this person's ministry, my name will get out there faster. No, God opened doors. Come on here, somebody. God will elevate me in due time. God will promotion. Promotion comes from God. It does not come from man. There are many benefits on waiting on God. Because while waiting, we grow stronger in our faith. The psalmist writes in 27:14, to be strong. And I believe that. To be strong in our waiting, we need faith. So our first benefit of waiting on the Lord is that we have an opportunity to stretch our faith muscles. Hebrews 11:1 says that faith, and this again, NIV version, faith is confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. And in the same chapter, 11th chapter, 6th verse, it also adds, without faith, it is impossible to please God, for much more on faith and waiting. I encourage you, people of God, to read chapters 11 and 12 in their entirety. So if God were to give us everything we want instantly, we wouldn't have faith. Instead, we would probably have a good, spoiled attitude of entitlement. And certainly, we do not need any more of that. Come on here, somebody. We do not need the big head. We do not need any more of that. Number two, by waiting, we learn how to place our hopes in God, not in our circumstances. I'm not going to believe what I'm going through, but I'm going to believe in God to take me through what I'm going through. Come on here. The next thing in Psalm 27 and 14 says is, take heart. And in the Amplified version, it says, let your heart take courage. So we can take courage that God is who he says he is, and his promises are good. When we endure less than ideal circumstances, we can learn to rely on God for everything rather than relying on this world. We can take it to heart because we know God will provide. Because he said in his word that he will provide everything we need. He is our provider. Jehovah Jireh. Our provider. Yes, he is. He would not withhold no good thing from us. Come on here, somebody. Number three, while waiting, we will see God's plan unfold. Because while you're waiting, remember, you are drawing closer to him. You are taking everything to heart. And while you're waiting, you will see God's plans unfold. We will see. Let's step back in one verse. In Psalm 27 and 13, which says, I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And also in the NIV, it says, also if we look at the Amplified version of 14, it states, wait for and confidently expect the Lord. Clearly, there is a theme in both verse 13 and 14. There's a connection there of waiting with expectation. See, you're not just going to wait and say, okay, God, whatever you do, you're going to do. You have to have a spirit of expectation. You have to have a spirit of belief, knowing that God's going to do it. So while we are waiting on God's timing right now, we can be confident that we will see his good plans for us unfold day by day. Some things we might not see come to pass for another month, another year, or 10 years or more from now. But we will see those good plans unfold. So what God has put your name on, people of God, it is not going to go to anyone else. Because what God has for you, it is for you. What belongs to you will not go to another person. If God have you in the waiting game, thank you, Holy Ghost, stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Don't be impatient for God to act. Keep a good attitude. Keep growing. Keep passing the tests. What God has for you is on the way. You're being prepared for what God has prepared for you. Come on here, somebody. Hey, God. You are being prepared while you're in the waiting room for what God has prepared for you. Because, see, right now, you're not ready for it. Come on here. He is preparing you for it. The reason it's taking so long is that it's going to be much bigger and more fulfilling than you thought. Because when you see what God does, you're going to say, it was worth the wait. Let us pray. Father, thank you that everything you have for us will be released in our lives at the right time. Because we know your timing is not like man's timing. And Father God, we thank you that you are working behind the scenes and preparing us for whatever is next. Father God, help us to be patient and know that you are always on schedule. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I thank you once again for tuning in on this morning and for supporting the ministry. If you want to get in contact with me, you can call me at 318-206-8953 or visit my website, www.patriciajwilliams.com. I have written several books and God has opened so many doors.